Andy Gladding, joined by the lovely Kathleen Burghorn.
Hello, hello.
And we're sitting here with a new friend of ours from the VFW, Troy Haley, like Bill Haley and his comments. We have Troy Haley in the VFW. How are you, sir? Thank you for coming down today.
Yes, I'm good. Thanks for having us.
So I'm really glad you came, because we've been, ever since Katie and I bought the station a couple of months ago, we've been looking at the Village of Red Hook and just admiring how beautiful it is. And it actually reminds me kind of a lot of where I grew up in Long Island. And it just has all the things a good small town needs to have. And one of them is a place for the vets to gather and hang out. So tell us a little bit more about the relationship that you have with the VFW and how the VFW fits into the fabric of the village. I think it's very important for us to kind of know that. Oh, and speaking to the microphone right here.
Yeah, so I'm a combat veteran. Spent 23 years in the military. And the VFW, to be a member, you have to have served in a combat zone somewhere, and that's the requirement.
Yep.
The VFW started here in Red Hook in 1946. A bunch
wow.
of guys from World War II came in and bought the building or built it up, and it's been here ever since, part of the fabric of the community.
The parade being one of your kind of primary events here, what other events does the VFW have in town or in the Village of Red Hook over the course of the year, fundraisers, things like that?
Yeah, so we sponsor Memorial Day, and we sponsor the Veteran Day parades. We also have a golf tournament. We do raffles. We host various different events. Sometimes we hosted a breakfast a few months ago for a scholarship fund for kids at the high school that joined the military, and we provide scholarships for them. We host the Boy Scouts. We have a local Boy Scout troop that we sponsor. We sponsor the Little League teams. Like, we're just part of the community here, and usually those needs pop up, and we try to dig in and help when we can.
That's cool. We have a fellow Eagle Scout right here.
Yes, I am an Eagle Scout from back in the 90s. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think I only got up to the Brownies in Girl Scouts.
Now you're making me hungry. November 1998.
Wow,
I got my Eagles. So it's pretty. Yeah, it's cool. It's very. It's nice to see that you guys are so involved, especially having all these different community organizations that you work with and sponsor. And where did you serve?
So I was in First Gulf War, Somalia, and Iraq in 2004, 2005. Served both in the Marine Corps for 7 years and then the Army for 16. So I kind of get made fun of a little bit sometimes.
Well, we definitely thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And we're excited to say we'll be here for the parade on Monday. We'll have the doors open. Katie and I'll be hanging out, playing some tunes.
Well, we just want the public to know that we're open and we're available to the public, and the public's welcome. We have a canteen there. We serve food on Monday and Tuesdays. Very affordable prices, and the public's always welcome. We love being part of the community and let the public know that we're open.
Great.
What can you tell us? Are there things that the public can do or people can do in this community to help support vets who may be going through issues or carrying tough times? I know that not everybody is always so lucky to return to a place of family and security.
Yeah.
So what kind of things should we be aware of just for returning vets, or especially, you know, anybody in the community that could use some help?
Yeah, so there's, we do a lot with working with the VA. We have a service officer, so we help vets access care when needed. You know, PTSD is a very serious issue, and it can show up at any time in somebody's life. We still have Vietnam vets, we have Korean vets, we have Gulf vets. So, you know, really is like, if somebody is struggling and they don't know what to do, come contact one of us, and we know the resources and we can help them out both at the county and federal with the VA system. We also have a free walk-in medical closet, so that's available for the entire community. So we loan wheelchairs and walkers and stuff that people may not necessarily want to buy. We have a medical closet at the VFW that we support quite a bit of the community with every year. And we also have a veteran relief fund. So if somebody is a veteran in need, we have a fund to be able to help out with that.
It's really important that I think people think about that. That not, you know, there are folks in the community that can use support. It doesn't matter what walk of life you are in or where you're from, but people are everywhere that we need to just wrap our arms around and take care of. And I think the vets are a worthwhile group to be aware of. And we're looking forward to coming down to the hall there on Monday.
Well, I look forward to having you. And come by and say hi. I'll get you a beer and hot dog.
Ooh,
and
sounds like a plan.
And some beans.
You know, this, Katie, this radio station thing is paying off already.
You know I love hot dogs.
Who doesn't love beer and hot dogs?
You guys sound like you want to move up here. I know some realtors.
I know, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been kind of like living up here just on the floor of the manager's office for the last
eight weeks
while I've been doing all the rehabilitation of the station. So, but Troy, thanks so much for coming down. And
and
listen, don't be a stranger. You know, we're right down the street. This is so cool that you're here today, and we appreciate you coming by.
Well, thank you guys for having us. And same thing. Don't be strangers and come into some of our events in the future.
We definitely will.
Thank you.
Troy Haley from the Red Hook VFW and Tom Petty of the Heartbreakers.